You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see, the Nuggets are on the road. They're down in Nollins having some gumbo and playing the Pelicans.
Goofy mascot.
However, our hockey team is home tonight at Ball Arena. The Avalanche are playing the Washington Capitals. You gonna go?
No. I'm trying to get some Nuggies tickets, though. I do want to go see the Nuggets play. I want to take my son and hopefully I get the suite, the radio station suite, because I like having my own bathroom. But I do want to go to a Nuggets game.
And you know people who know people. You should be able to get Rocky, the mascot, to come by the suite.
And take my son down to the court and shoot him into the basket.
Dunk him.
Yep.
Also, sports-wise, I was looking at this story that I guess Tom Brady was getting a little...
Is he irritated?
Pissy is
what
some people...
Well, I mean, come on. You know every question he's going to get right now. What's your future? Are you retiring? Are you coming back? What's going on?
Look, I may be in the minority because people worship these athletes. I don't worship athletes. I love sports. I don't care for athletes. That puts me in a weird position. I don't have hero worship for any athlete whatsoever. I'm
with you.
Listen, I can appreciate what great athletes they are.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't just have this hero worship that a lot of people do.
Is that what this is, or is this just this dude's been playing for so long, now what? I mean, we're all kind of curious. I can't stand football, and I'm curious if he's going to be back.
I love football, and I don't care.
Really?
It's
I
like,
am. I'm like,
it's like,
what's he going to do?
Either play. It's the same way with Aaron Rodgers. I don't care, you two. They're loving the attention. It's like... Either play or don't play. If you don't play, someone else will, and I'll still watch the game.
I'm kind of rooting for this guy to hit 50 years old and still be playing.
Whatever.
To me, that's just interesting.
The most interesting thing to me today is that it's National Peanut Butter Day.
Have you seen those videos? I pretty much know the answer to this.
What
where,
videos?
It's like a thing now on Instagram for people to rub peanut butter over their entire body.
I have not seen that. I would do it, though.
It's a thing.
I got a jar of peanut butter right here. You want
Let's
me to get started?
Get the party started.
I don't know how much this will cover. Probably just my neck. But
yeah, it's a thing.
Okay, well.
Today's their day.
If you want to know, and I was putting this in the Mindbender Club mailer, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich was first unveiled in, they think, 1901.
I'll be damned.
It was in a recipe book, and that makes me laugh. A recipe for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Huh. But I guess since nobody had ever had one before...
This was new to them.
It required a recipe. All right, what's your blood type, Jer?
I don't know. I was looking at this story this morning. I think I'm more of the one of the rare ones. The last time this came up in a conversation a couple years ago, my mom said I was one of the more rare ones.
Of course you are.
So what is that? Like an O something or...
P minus...
I gotta look that up.
You're a P minus.
Is that rare?
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
Oh, great. There's no P minus, is there?
I got you for almost 10 seconds. That's good. According to a new survey, only 51% of Americans know their blood type, but two-thirds know their horoscope sign. Well, okay.
I'm only Sagittarius.
I'm a Virgo. There are only 8 blood type possibilities, and two-thirds of people walking around are one of only 2 of them, either A positive or O positive. Which one is the universal donor?
You bet. I think I'm an AB negative. That's the one. That's the rarest one. I don't know. I don't think my mom's up this early, or I would text her.
Text her. Group O is the universal donor. Okay, now get a load of this. I thought this was interesting. Apparently, people are putting together little binders, like this binder right here. You know, the kind that has...
A little snappy snap. There you go. Like you keep your math homework in middle school.
Yeah. So people are putting together binders, but Jeremy, they call these things the In Case I Go Missing binder.
I'm not mad at this at all.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I read further into the story and they're saying, oh, some people think this is disturbing. And I'm like, why? This is a great idea. So what's going on is that the binder would have information about your DNA, like if you've ever done the 23andMe or something like that. Yeah. It'll have your fingerprints, handwriting samples, dental records, blood type, medical history.
A lock of hair.
Yes, you could have that if you want. Photos of tattoos and scars and birthmarks. as well as images of you with different hairstyles, passwords for your social media, important documents like birth certificates, blah, blah, blah. Some of these binders are now being sold specifically for the In Case I Go Missing, and they're selling for like $50 on Etsy and Amazon.
You know what, though?
I think it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
The only thing is to make sure that this is somewhere safe.
Right.
Can you imagine all of that information?
Oh, yeah, in the wrong hands.
Like on the dark web.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I like the idea, so...
I like that.
I'll put one together in the next
It's like
month.
Those Final Wishes sheets that you can put together as well. Have you seen those? It's different than a will, but it's just like a one sheet, and you list out, you know, where essentially you want everything to go.
Oh, that's in my will, actually, though. I have one of those.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's for people that don't have wills. They can just do that real quick. I don't know if it's legally binding or anything, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know, bruh.
What else is trending?
Freaking Nickelback is trending this morning. Are you kidding me? Big announcement yesterday that Nickelback is pumping up their new tour. It's the Get Rollin' Tour. 38 cities this summer, including Ball Arena.
Hey, hey!
Tuesday, July 18th. That's the only bad part. It's a Tuesday night. I really want to go to this. The Get Rollin' is Nickelback's first album in 5 years. And so they're going to be coming to town to promote the album and all the
I'm through with standing in line.
Awesome music.
It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
You know, he seems like Capaldi guy, that Louis Capaldi.
Like he's pushing a turd out.
Yeah, he and Louis Capaldi both have that straining sound.
I'm sorry, though, but Nickelback is a kick-butt rock band. They really, really are. I encourage you to look up one of their new songs called Those Days. It was released a few months ago. Those Days is
good?
One of their best songs, so check that out. The Eminem mascots are changing again. A year ago this month, so says this story, they tweaked the M&Ms after people complaining that they looked a little sexist, especially the female M&Ms. So they changed them around a little bit. The green ones, green M&Ms used to wear knee-high boots, and then that one got sneakers. The brown M&M switched from stilettos to chunkier heels to look more professional. And now the company says, you know what, I guess that was not enough for everybody, and we're yanking them. They said that there was a lot of backlash on how the new mascots looked, and now they're just going to remove them. It's an indefinite pause right now on the cartoon M&M mascots that people are up in arms about.
My God.
You guys, they're cartoon M&Ms.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy.
Jeez Louise, man. The things that people latch onto. Did you find out what happened?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So after welcoming all the ladies into the villa, Zach had a one-on-one conversation with the women. And when he sat down with one of the women named Kat, she insisted on having a meatball competition between them. The challenge was to fit as many meatballs as one can in the mouth.
Okay. What was the final number?
Kat won the challenge. She fit more in than Zach could. I think she was trying to make some sort of point.
Well, absolutely. 100%.
Fans have found the meatball segment disgusting. There's a great picture.
I love it.
There's a great picture of her with all the meatballs in her mouth.
It didn't give a final meatball count, though, did it?
I think she had five, and he could only do three.
Five. I wonder how big the meatballs were.
That's what I want to know. So now play that audio again if you have it.
Here, I'll back it up a little bit here.
So now we know.
All right, five of them. Well done. Well played. She's getting a rose for sure. I want to tell you any of those. I got a few headlines floating around, some quick little stories. Parents of children 6 years old and under were asked what non-academic skills should be taught in early childhood.
This
most popular answers: financial literacy, filing taxes and budgeting, sewing and knitting, and internet safety. This is for kids 6 and under.
So we're going to teach taxes to a 4-year-old.
probably not a good idea.
You could.
I don't know.
You could give them like five Oreos and then take two of them away and say, I'm the tax man.
Like, taxes. And then they could start crying.
How about that?
Boy, did I step in it the other day on my Facebook page because I posted a meme. And the meme says, I'm glad I learned about parallelograms instead of how to do taxes. It's really come in handy this parallelogram season. And oh boy.
All the math teachers came out of the woodwork.
I have no idea how many math teachers follow me, but I found out real quick. Real quick. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page. Tom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of slim pickings today, but it's kind of a cute idea for the ladies. If you want to get your guy to like get some stuff done that he's been putting on the back burner for a while, a woman figured out how to get her fiance to do chores. She just grabs a drill or some sort of other power tool and fires it up. Doesn't do anything with it. Just starts like squeezing the drill handle and acting like she's going to do something. Mm-hmm. And the fiance all of a sudden like quickly shows up and takes over and finishes the project. It's kind of a cute little video. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending.